Luis Gamboa.
These are news professionals in Mexico protesting violence against journalists. The protests have marked a rift between journalists and Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
Buenos días, presidente.
During a press conference with the president, reporters staged a silent demonstration over the growing list of slain journalists.
Nos queremos abstener, presidente.
We would like to abstain from asking questions, Mr. President, because the principal killers of us, journalists, are public servants.
Critics of President López Obrador say that at a time where being a journalist in Mexico is becoming more dangerous, the president has instead broadened verbal attacks against reporters. Many have also objected to a special press conference the president holds every Wednesday, where he names and shames journalists who are often critical of his administration, calling them sellouts and mercenaries.
The president needs to hear the voice of the Journalists Guild. Most of us do not agree. He uses his daily news conference to generalize about journalists. Society believes him because he's the president, and he's creating this idea that most journalists are sellouts and work in the interest of some obscure agenda. Maybe some are, but most of us who work every day in the streets are doing it because it's our vocation.
Most recently, President López Obrador targeted Carlos Loret de Mola, a news presenter who previously reported on the lifestyle of the president's son, by attacking Loret de Mola's journalistic integrity.
It is not the kind of journalist you mention who has the noble job of informing the citizens and criticize bad public servants. No, this is something else.
In Mexico, journalists already face threats from organized crime and corrupt government officials. Transparency advocates say President López Obrador's rhetoric is only making the situation worse.
It seems like he's ignoring the power of his voice because he is the president, right? And he's not only manipulating the public opinion, but he's also using public funds, like money, for these conferences to directly stigmatize, criminalize the press in the most dangerous country, I mean, outside like a war zone, to be a journalist.
For his part, President López Obrador has promised there would be justice in the cases of violence against journalists. Human rights advocates in Mexico have condemned President López Obrador's rhetoric toward journalists, calling his weekly press conference an illegitimate use of power, adding that the president should focus on curbing violence instead of stigmatizing those who exercise freedom of expression. There have been at least 30 journalists killed in Mexico since the start of López Obrador's presidency, and at least 12 are currently listed as disappeared. Though the Mexican government says federal protection for members of the press has increased, human rights advocates argue the worsening murder rate of news professionals across the country tells a different story. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.